Hi, this is Cleveland.
And this is Lindsay.
And this is your new favorite podcast, The Devil You Don't Know. Lindsay, tell us what the show is about and how we got here today.
Yeah, so we got here because we've been talking about doing a podcast for a really long time. And recently it dawned on me that I had this idea for this podcast in particular. And I think it was kind of years in the making. And it's about getting out of your comfort zone, right? To live the life that you really want to live.
Sure.
To be your authentic self. And so for me, it started probably many years ago, right? And as with everyone, we have like lots of ups and downs, right? Two steps forward, one step back. And so I really feel like now is the time.
Yeah. And tell the folks a little bit more. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So this kind of, for me, it came about really, I've been on this spiritual path for a long time, this kind of transformative path. I've been into like a lot of breath work, meditation, yoga. And during the pandemic, it became a part of my daily life because we really didn't have much else to do. We couldn't go anywhere. And so my meditation teacher and yoga teacher, Sarah Swati, had an online sangha every morning at 6 o'clock, and she lives in Iceland. So at 6 o'clock, we'd all dial into Zoom and we'd have this group meditation and breathwork class. And, you know, I started doing that, and that meditation piece became really important to me. It became a part of my day. And then when things kind of slowed down after the pandemic, she decided she was going to come back to New York upstate and lead a retreat.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you. I got my own little version of it. It was like Jai Ganeshka, Pokemon. I know that's not right.
Yeah. So when she announced that she was going to have a retreat, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go. I love her. I love this class. I could totally do this for like 4 or 5 days. And so I like immediately signed up. And then like a week later, I was like, oh, maybe I should think about ways I could get my money back.
And why was that? What was the sudden regret?
Well, I'm super introverted. I'm like not really comfortable in social situations. And I was taking like a 5-hour car ride by myself. I hate driving long distances. I like city driving where everyone's going like 20 miles an hour around me, like not like highway, high speed driving. And I never, and you know that because you drive me everywhere.
Yes.
So I was like, I have to drive like 4.5-5 hours by myself to somewhere I don't know even one other person except for the person leading the retreat. And so I was like, I should really just try to get out of this.
Wow, that sounds intimidating.
For me, it was, right? I think for you, you would just jump right in the car and go because you like love people and are very extroverted. But so after I decided, all right, I'm just going to push through. I'm going to go. And I'm glad I did because I had an awesome time. It was like one of the most amazing weekends of my life. And I really learned so much about myself. And I was able to kind of let go of a lot of stuff that really just wasn't serving me anymore. And I felt like I came home lighter and freer.
Sure. And how do you want the show to translate that experience for our listeners?
Yeah. So one of the things that we did on that retreat was this breath work with one of my favorite people on the planet, Trish, and she teaches this transformative breath work, like transformational breath work. And it's called like 27 years of therapy in 27 minutes. And so, you know, you basically like unload all this shit that's just been like piling up in you, right? In your nervous system and that you've been holding on to. And it's like, feels like the longest 27 minutes of your life. It can feel really horrible, but at the end, you're just like, wow, that was amazing. So when I came home from the retreat, I started working with Trish. So now, I mean, it's been, you know, a long time because I went back on another retreat a year later, right? And now another 5 months have passed and I still see Trish pretty much biweekly. And so we've done a lot of that kind of like deep dive into trauma and, you know, like helping me to figure out, right, what's getting in the way of me getting to really to where I want to be. And that's a lot of the work that we've done. We've talked about my career. Do I like it? Yeah, sometimes. Is it what I want to do forever? No, you know, and, you know, really just about like how to achieve these goals. Right. And so we started working together biweekly and digging up a lot of stuff and, you know, looking at my triggers, my emotions, the patterns from my life, right, that caused me to react in that a way that I react to certain situations, right, which we'll probably get into in the future. But we started working, you know, together on doing some of that stuff. And we started talking about the devil you know versus the devil you don't know.
So it sounds like you just taking this chance that you said, like this getting out of your comfort zone to go to this retreat, put you on a different life course.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to be doing something else, right? And I knew that I wanted my life to end up somewhere, but I feel like I didn't know how to get there. Right. Or I wasn't comfortable enough to get there. And so when we talked about like, you know, the devil you don't know versus the devil you do know, right. It's like the devil, you know, right. Which is how I'm living my life now, right. How it all started on that retreat. And, you know, I'm in this career that's kind of sometimes sucks the life out of me. People are not really appreciative, right. I'm in some really terrible situations. Right. And like, yeah, it's comfortable, but I don't really like it. Yeah. Right. And so actually it's uncomfortable, I should say. We'll edit that, but it's uncomfortable. And so I'm like, kind of like, ugh, I'm like uncomfortable every day doing something that just feels mediocre to me. Yeah. Right. And so then we were kind of like, but the devil you don't know, right. There's discomfort, but like, once you get there to that place, right. And I mean, we're always going to be searching for something in life. Right. But once we get to that place where we really feel truly content, right? Like it's uncomfortable to get there, but then when you're there, the reward is great. And so that's really where this came about for me with the title, right? The devil you don't know. Because once we started talking about that, I was like, oh, I'm going to get to know the devil I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds like one of my mentors at work, he used to say that, and I'm thinking on this idea that you're talking about the devil you don't know. He used to say that people like to be prisoners of comfort. And I think it that ties into the concept of the devil you don't know, because it's like, as Val used to say, I know I'm all contorted and twisted up here, and I know this doesn't work for me, but you know what? I don't know about that situation over there, so let me not take a chance. Would you say that's comparable to like what you found on that retreat?
Yeah, I think that people don't like to be uncomfortable. On that retreat, I think everyone did like to be uncomfortable because we were all on a journey, right? I know a lot of people who won't touch breath work or meditation because I think it's the stuff that comes up can be so challenging. But yeah, I think people are comfortable being uncomfortable. Like they don't want to be uncomfortable in life and do difficult things. And so that's, you know, that's what I was thinking about when we started to talk about doing this.
Yeah, I really think that's an interesting and important concept. And a lot of times you encounter folks who are, what are they called? Help rejecting complainers. So how mm-hmm. would a show like this help that help rejecting complainer?
Well, it really can't, right? Because people that don't want to make a change and don't want to look at their own shit and don't want to become self-aware aren't going to, right? I mean, I'm sure you'll see this as you see therapy clients, but like many people go to therapy and they'll talk about the same thing every single week and they'll come for years and they pay a lot of money, but they never, ever change. And it's just like, you could come to therapy, you can like get the tools, right? And then you can get on your way.
Yeah. So who is this show for? So it's not for the help rejecting complainer.
Well, it could be if people want to change, right? But it's kind of really to bring awareness, right? To, you know, the difficult things, the difficult choices people have to make, the uncomfortable path to being comfortable.
I like that. I'm going to get that t-shirt, the uncomfortable path to being comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of folks don't, you know, we use this idea of the devil as a pun, but the devil is a scary thing, right? When I think of the devil and I think of like movies as a kid, like Rosemary's Baby, The Omen, I think the devil is a very, very scary thing. So could it be that a lot of folks, you know, don't want to get to know that devil because they're scared? They don't want to make that challenge, they change. And so how will this show help those folks overcome their fear?
Well, I think by introducing them to different things and different people, right, who've kind of overcome obstacles and have been uncomfortable and come out on the other side, right, can be helpful for people, right? Like I said, you can't make people change, right? But, you know, sometimes just seeing, right, what people do, right? I mean, how long have we been together? You know, and I, from day one, I was a vegan, mm-hmm. right? And I wanted you to be vegan, and you eat all the vegan food. You love the vegan food, but there's some block in you of going out. And I think, like, once you said to me, you hate to ask people to accommodate you. Like, and so you hate to go to a restaurant and ask them to give you something different that's not on the menu because you don't want to do that. Right. And that makes you uncomfortable. And for me, I'm just like, I don't care. I'll just ask them to put something together for me. Right. So it's like, it's, it takes time and it takes seeing, right. Because now, like, for a month you've been 100% vegan, right. Which yes. was with a little bit of nudging from me. Well, a lot, but, you know, some nudging from me, but also like you saying, well, you know what, like what I'm doing right now isn't actually working for my physical health, yep. right? For my blood pressure and for my cholesterol. So like, okay, even though you've been telling me for 7 years, I should be a vegan, right? Now I guess I'll try it like on my own time. Right. So people come to do things on their own time.
So it's not necessarily a waste to try to have someone, try to get to know that devil, but it's just giving them the time.
Yeah. I mean, I think like even for myself, right? Like I don't always live by all the principles that I'd like to live by.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, I try to like most of the time. Right. But like it's the old, like two steps forward, one step back. Right. And in regards to spiritual work too, and breath work, right. It's like, sometimes it's like, and I tell my therapy clients this all the time too, right? Like you're doing really great. And like, you've made all these changes. And then one day you're like, oh shit, I did that thing again.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, you know, we're human, right? We have human experiences. We make mistakes,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. One of my professors in school uses that example. Like Monday you could be, you know, aces and you're on top of the world. And then Tuesday you're like, eh, meh, you know, like I'm kind of lapsing. And he was like, by Wednesday, you could be totally lapsed back into a bad habit or a bad or cognitive distortion that you've had or a falsehood that you might believe. But Thursday, you might bounce back. So
not everything has to be all or nothing.
Yes.
Right. I mean, in some cases, yes. Right. If you're talking about like addiction or something like that. Right. But like not everything has to be all or nothing.
Sure. Sure. And how, in as we continue, as we just, you know, as we're explaining to folks what the show is about, as we go forward in the future, how are we going to deliver that content? Like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of examples in our own lives, right? From before we met, right? The baggage that we brought to the marriage, right? Lots of baggage, yeah. right?
Trunks,
seven kids. That's like, you know, that's a lot of baggage, right? Exes,
yeah.
right? You know, just all these things, right? And two totally different family dynamics, right? I mean, you grew up in a super religious household and I really didn't. And, you know, so it's kind of like looking at a lot of the challenges that we face, which I think could be really important for people in relationships. You know, I'd really like to have a lot of our, you know, friends and other people that we meet, right? I'd love to have my breathwork teacher, my meditation teacher. I'd love to have, you know, people come in, because it's, the fact is that like not one thing works for everybody, right? There's some people that are never going to be meditators, right?
Yeah.
Like I say like to my clients, right? Like I'm not a runner. I can go out and take a walk. I'm never going to be a runner. I have no desire to be a runner, right? But that might be something that helps somebody, right? To, you know, drain the battery of their nervous system or to feel better. For me, it's meditation and breathing. Like I know that in those moments during the day, I can just be like, oh, I just need 20 minutes. Let me just go sit and meditate, right? You don't do that. Like, what's your coping skill?
Video games sometimes.
Right. But, so, you know,
but it's not necessarily a great coping skill, but what helps me and where I get in the zone at my Zen state is going to the gym. And I do have to work on meditating and breath work. And hey, maybe we'll do a live show one day where Cleve, where you and Trish do a live breath work session with me. Maybe that'll be interesting and fun in the future. But I have things to cope, but they're not great things.
But they work for you.
Yes.
Right. And so, and the thing is, it's sometimes it's a distraction, right? The thing with meditation and breathing that's so hard, right, is that there's really, people are under the impression that they can't meditate if their mind doesn't stop. But what my meditation teacher would say is that they actually need to listen to what the mind is telling them, because that's exactly what they have to work on.
Gotcha.
Right. It's like, we're so quick to be like, oh, this doesn't work for me.
So somebody's devil they don't know could be in a future episode could be all on, would be all on.
Yeah. I mean, for me, right. The devil, I don't know. And you can think about it for yourself, right. Is that I know where I want to be in 2 years from now. Right. The last kid is going to be going to college and it's just going to be the two of us. And like, I am really clear. Like I want to have a house in the country and spend the winters in the Caribbean. Right. So like, how am I going to get there? And that means that I got to do a whole lot of things in the next 2 years to make that happen.
Yeah.
Right. So and that's going to be a lot of getting out of my comfort zone. Right. I'm like work in a career where I do fairly well for myself. I have a ton of work and I'm going to be like essentially starting over. Right. By building a whole second career to get to that place where I can do that.
It is scary, but you know, and it's a journey that you just like veganism that you kind of dragged me along, but it is something, you know, just to talk about ourselves for a little bit it is something that, you know, that I've challenged myself. So we're back after a brief technical glitch. And I'll probably I'm going to just mark this so I can know just to edit this out. Maybe I'll edit it out. Maybe I won't. But yeah. So, you know, just to let you guys know, it's not like we're not talking to you guys from a platitude where, you know, like we're like, hey, we've done it. We did it already. A friend of mine, Tim Kirk, he has a great podcast.
We do it every day.
Yeah, we do it
literally
every day.
Every day. Yeah. We bicker, yep. We disagree on things. And at the end of the day, we come together and we're like, all right, well, how can we solve the problem? Right. Like, how can we compromise?
Yeah. And that's what I was going to say. Like my friend, Tim Kirk, I did an interview in his podcast, 20Q, a few years ago. And he asked me, when did I know that I made it, right? Or when did I know that I overcame all the challenges in my life to get to a certain point in life? And it's like Lindsay just said, it's like, I'm still making it and I'm making it happen every day. And I think, to quote, the great Matt Wilpers for you guys who are on Peloton is like, you know, consistency is the key, right? Any change that you make it needs to be consistent. As Dennis likes to also for another Peloton, I'm quoting all my Peloton people here. It's time over tension, right? And so you build endurance and you build strength by consistent behavior. And as Lindsay said, sometimes you may slip back and lose sight of that devil you don't know or run away from that devil again. But when you are consistent and work on consistency, I think that's the thing that will help you be successful and get to your goals.
Yeah. And I want to grow together with you. Right. Like, I don't want to be up here and you're down here or you up here and I'm down here. I want to grow together. Right. And like conquer these things, like, you know, in our own lives, but also as a couple. Right. Because a lot of like the things, right, patterns from my youth and your youth. Right. We bring them to the relationship and, you know, they're so different that it can be frustrating sometimes. Right. To, you know, when you behave a certain way or I do something that bothers you. Right. Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of like being able to look at those things together and like recognize like your part of it or my part in it. Right. And what we can and can't control. And like, how does it not happen again? Right. How do we grow together and kind of overcome this? So this doesn't become like a constant obstacle that we have.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think that's a good way that not only as we go on that journey, that our listeners are also going on that journey with themselves and in their own relationships. As we wrap up, are there any final things, notes, anything we should be excited about?
I'm just excited about doing this because I think that, you know, the more that we've started talking to people about it, right, the more people that are like, oh, I really like that, like, you know, and we've actually met people, right? Like yesterday we met someone, right? And we won't get into it today, but like who made like a really difficult decision. We were like, oh, you should come on the show.
Yeah.
Right. Because for really like, and I said it earlier and I'll say it again, like our entire lives, right. From the time that we're little, other people are telling us what's good for us. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is like, most people are not happy.
Yes.
Most people aren't happy and most people are not doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Right. And life doesn't have to be that hard all the time. Right. And my own life is a perfect example of it. Right. My parents were very much like, oh, you can't become a teacher. Don't major in Spanish. Don't do all these things. And I did them and I do really well for myself. Right. Speaking Spanish and having a degree in special education. Right. Like it has served me really, really well. But if I listened to them, I don't know what I would be doing right now. And you know what? Here's the thing. On the other side of it now, they're okay. Right. They no longer have any criticism about my choice for education. Right. And, you know, so everybody's okay. Right. So it's like, you get to know the devil you don't know, right? Like for them, I had to completely go against what everyone else said was right for me. Yeah. Right. And that's what most people do. And they're not happy.
Yeah. So that's a great, on that note, I think that's a great note to end it on, to leave the audience wanting more. This has been Cleveland, and this has been
Lindsay.
And this was the first episode in the can, which was the one about the devil. Thanks very much, and we'll see you guys next week. You can find us wherever podcasts are available, such as Apple, Stitcher Premium, and Spotify.
Yeah, we'll have some more information. You can reach out to us, and maybe you can be on the show.
Yeah, sounds great. Until the next time.